Chapter 17. The Raven and the Gorgon. Fokan and Zandu were dragging Obek back to where Takel and Fechou were lying, when he heard the faint clink of grenades hitting the ground and shouted a rasped warning, "Down!" He saw Fokan and Zandu brace as a thunderous roar shook the chamber, filling it with smoke and fire. Moments later there came the stolid drumming of bolters. Zandu's hand on his shoulder kept him down, and Fokan had interposed his body also, obscuring the view, but Obek saw the warriors moving through the slowly dissipating pall of smoke. A bolt shell struck one of the renegades, twisting him around with the impact before two more put him down. Several muzzle flashes lit up the gloom at once as a steady fusillade struck out at the sons of Horus, who reacted with return fire of their own. Obek's first thought was Zaul and the Wyvern, but the legionary who emerged first out of the smoke had black armor and a Corvus pattern helm, and was not a chaplain. He carried a long sword with a crackling energy blade. Dust motes burst into flame as they touched the weapon's power field. Obek had thought they were all dead, or scattered to the galactic winds. The son of Korax wasn't with his brothers, but he also wasn't alone. Black-armored warriors came in his wake, a white gauntlet emblazoned on their shoulder guards. The Iron Tenth, the Gorgon's sons.
Iron Hands.
Led by one of the 19th, these warriors were known to Obek. He didn't know what business the so-called Shattered Legions had with the Rort. That would come later, if he survived. A shadow scythed a path through the Sons of Horus. As Zen's body fought to stabilize in the wake of his critical injuries, he realized what he was looking at. It was one of the Sons of Korax. As many had, he had assumed they were all dead or scattered beyond recall. The Raven Guard, in his midst, reflected no light, yet simultaneously drew in the illumination cast by the auto-sconces. He was Shadow, the two a conjoined entity. The Raven Guard met Solomus just inside the threshold of the vault. The battle had yet to progress past it, with the salamanders still clinging on. Out of some ingrained martial instinct, Zen tried to rise and grabbed his sword. The grip felt unfamiliar in his numbed fingers, and he barely held on to it. He managed a half-step before collapsing. A slick of blood had pooled beneath him, leaking from his armor where Solomus had driven in his blade.
"Kill him,"
Zen willed, powerless to do anything but watch, but determined to stay conscious long enough to see the outcome. As the Raven Guard came at him, Solomus attacked with both blades, high and low, feint and thrust. They met nothing but shadow as plasteel struck air. The blood in Zen's eyes made him blink. It was inside his helm, trickling down his face. In the second it took for Zen's eyelid to close and reopen, the Raven Guard shifted. He could think of no other way to describe it. He was smoke, caught on the wind, slipping away from harm and coalescing at the traitor's unprotected flank. Zen watched Solomus grunt, then jerk in pain as several feet of 19th Legion steel impaled his body. He turned his neck, just enough so his maddened gaze fell on his killer for a final look, a last curse, before the Raven Guard wrenched free his sword and cleaved Solomus in half. After that, Zen slumped and let swift oblivion take him. The Drakes still fought doggedly as the Raven Guard legionary swept through the Rort, cutting down renegades who had been caught the worst by the explosion, but who were still alive. The Iron Hands came in his wake, cold and implacable, and Obek ordered his warriors to cease fire for fear of hitting their allies. The salamanders gathered shoulder to shoulder and rallied around their captain, who had regained his feet. It took less than a minute after the initial incursion for the Shattered Legions to secure the Rort and execute all but a few of the traitors who had fought their way out and fled. In the aftermath of the battle, the two forces stood and regarded one another, but it was a standoff born of curiosity and uncertainty, not a preface to violence.
"They are Shattered Legions,"
muttered Zandu, having heard about them from the survivors of the ruin storm. Obek nodded, but his eyes were on the Raven Guard, who had stopped to clean his sword. The iron hands had stopped too, but they remained stock still, bolt guns lowered but still readied. Although he wanted to, Obeck did not feel relief. Neither did his brothers, judging by the weapons that remained unsheathed and unholstered in their hands.
"We are indebted to you,"
he said, and then, after a short pause,
"Brothers."
Obeck came forwards past his men. No reaction came from the Iron Hands, who remained still except for one, a shield-bearer. He turned his head away from the Salamander's legionaries, whilst the others stared coldly through their retinal lenses. The Raven Guard came forwards, though. He had taken something from a pouch on his belt and presented it to the captain. A hololithic emitter. Obeck immediately recognized it. A grainy image issued from the hololens a moment later. Another Iron Hands legionary, if his bionics and the metal clad to half of his face was any gauge. He looked old and scarred, and had a sharp beard that resembled a piece of shrapnel.
"I am Castigan Ulok, Iron Father," he uttered in a hollow, metallic voice. "Know that you are saved, Salamanders. Know that you are now guests of the Shattered Legions."
Obeck nodded solemnly and ordered the others to stow their weapons.
"Morrican will take you to my ship, the Obstinate. There is much for us to discuss, son of the Drake. Much indeed."
The Raven Guard, evidently Morrican, closed his hand to end the transmission. He beckoned once and then turned.
"Have you encountered our ship?"
Obeck asked, calling out to him. But the son of Korax didn't react.
"We have injured here. We need—"
The shield-bearer interrupted. His voice was deep and cold, but carried some compassion.
"Your needs will be met,"
he said, and took off his helm. A severe-looking warrior with pale skin, coal dark hair, closely cropped to his scalp, stared back at Obeck.
"I am R.M. Gallicus of Clan Garsak."
He extended a hand, and Obeck took it.
"Sarion will look to your wounded."
Gallicus regarded Obeck's severed arm.
"And I believe I can take care of that."
Obeck's eyes narrowed.
"Sarion, is he—"
"A Salamander, yes. He has been with the Obstinate since the beginning."
"I should like to speak with him once we are aboard."
"And he you,"
Gallicus replied, giving a half-glance at the other Iron Hands legionaries now filing out of the chamber.
"But Ulok will want to talk to you first."
"And the rot?"
asked Obeck, gesturing to the weapons vault.
"Ah," Gallicus replied. "Is that what you call it?" "Ulok will want access to it and everything within it."
Xandu scowled.
"What?"
Obeck raised his hand to placate him, but said to Gallicus,
"This is Vulcan's hold, and thus ours by right."
Gallicus returned his helm, suggesting the conversation was at an end.
"I understand, but this materiel is needed for the mission."
"What mission?"
Gallicus turned to follow the others.
"To find and kill him, of course."
Servitors and menials, carrying the stamp of Iron Hands, had begun to flood the approach corridor, here to denude the vault, Obeck had no doubt.
"Kill whom?"
he asked, and Gallicus paused to answer before carrying on his way.
"The War Master, Horus,"